18-year-old cellist Belinda Conrad is the principal cellist of the Springfield Youth Symphony and plays with the Dayton Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. And she's one of the winners of this year's Discover Classical Young Talent Search. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. When did you first start playing the cello?
Just before my 12th birthday.
And why the cello in particular?
I actually don't know. I just remember always liking the cello. I've played piano since I was 5, and I sang and took voice lessons with my sisters for about 6 years.
So you're multi-talented. It says here for the past 2 seasons, you have participated in Project Protégé. Tell me about that program.
It's a program with the Springfield Symphony where they select some of their string musicians to perform with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra.
And how did you get involved with the Springfield Symphony?
Just because it was the closest opportunity for ensemble performance. The youth orchestra is actually done for the year, but I am playing on the Beethoven Second Symphony concert in May.
So in 2012, you were awarded a scholarship to attend Indiana State University's Summer Music Clinic. What was that whole experience like?
It was really just my first summer music camp experience, orchestra collaboration.
Do you play any chamber music along with
the
full orchestra?
I love chamber music.
And what kind of ensembles have you performed with?
I have been in the Springfield Youth Orchestra's string quartet for 3 years now, and I've played with friends. I played for a Mozart piano concerto just earlier this year.
Tell me about your teachers. I know you have a couple of private teachers.
Andrea Loon Fagiatelli from the DPO is my teacher right now. She's amazing. I love her. She just teaches me how to play cello better, I guess. And before that, I took lessons from Shirley Mullins in Yellow Springs. She was also a wonderful person.
Do you see yourself wanting to be a professional musician full-time, or maybe a teacher, or what?
I'd like to go into arts management, actually, specifically like music administration, but I definitely want to keep playing and performing along with it.
We have a good crew at the Springfield Symphony to learn the administrative part from now, especially they have a new executive director.
Yeah.
In thinking about music administration or arts administration, what kind of classes would you take, or what kind of experience would get you there?
It's a lot of internships, actually, for experience. And then I'll probably be going to Baldwin-Wallace University next fall. So their program is a lot of people that are in the field. They just come in, and so it's a lot of, like, kind of hands-on learning.
What other things do you do besides music?
I love to read. I love food. So eating food, cooking food. I enjoy working out. I do Pilates.
Who's your favorite composer?
That's always a hard question. Probably Dvorak, though.
He wrote some great cello music.
He did.
Besides the concerto, there's a couple of cello and piano pieces. Have you played those, Silent Woods, or any of those pieces?
I have read through it. I haven't actually played it. I thought about playing it for my senior recital, but I chose other music. So.
What held you back from trying it?
Just because I was playing the Franck Violin Sonata, and they're just really similar.
Tell me about receiving the John Smirelli Scholarship. What did that lead to?
Money to further my musical education. Probably be going to Baldwin-Wallace University.
Well, again, congratulations, and we'll look forward to seeing you in concert.
Yeah, thank you.
Eighteen-year-old cellist Belinda Conrad and the 5 other winners of this year's Young Talent Search will be performing on May 31st at Sears Recital Hall at the University of Dayton. Get more information about that concert and the other winners of this year's Young Talent Search by visiting our website, discoverclassical.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.